Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
This was a shock. I first want to commend Harmony Church for hosting this meeting. I know that, like most of us, you can get a little discouraged when the house isn't full and you've called for a special meeting, but I want to commend you for being here, and all of you that are here, take the time out of your day to come and, I hope, worship our Lord and Savior. If you have your Bibles, turn to Joshua, last chapter. Very familiar text to you, I'm sure. It's been on my mind. I haven't studied it out, but this is all that seems to be on my mind right now. So if you'll bear with me and try to speak on it for just a little bit, what little bit I've gotten out of it. There's much more in it. We'll begin here in the 14th verse of the 24th chapter of Joshua. And Joshua says to them, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." I hope and pray that that's what we've come here today to do, is serve the Lord. But Joshua's not telling them just on that day that has been set aside to worship. This is serving the Lord every day. Now, I told Brother Jess last week that I wanted to do a little study about these other gods that he refers to back up in verse 11. He says, "And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand." He's recounting the blessings and the deliverance, as it were, of God Almighty of the Israelites against a massive number of others. This set me to wondering, and as the brethren were preaching last night, I kept thinking about this. Did you ever really wonder why the Lord, when he sent the Israelites into a land to conquer, they weren't supposed to leave anything alive? Did you know, I wrote this down in this little bit of studying that I've been able to do, the Hittites had 31 gods. 31. Over there in Ezekiel, where your father was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite, don't you think there was a little bit of conflict there? Can you imagine trying to worship 31 gods? Relying on this God for that, this God. Aren't you glad we believe in one true and living God? It should be a lot easier for us to serve our Lord. Yet we fail in so many ways. Well, Joshua here is trying to get the Israelites to see just what all the Lord has done for them. Don't you think it's easier to serve the Lord knowing his goodness and fear the Lord, knowing his goodness, than just fearing the Lord for his wrath? Does that make sense? Now, you can consider his wrath, and it's a thing to consider. But when I consider the goodness of my God and what he's been to me. And that's what Joshua was trying to get them to see. Look, he's delivered you over and over and over. His goodness. And that's why he makes this statement. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And then he says, and if it seem evil unto you, Brother Gary mentioned last night, God doesn't, it shouldn't be irksome or wearisome, this word evil there. That's what he's implying. It shouldn't be a bother for us to serve him. And in this day, they were still under the old ceremonial law worship. Now think about it in the New Testament age. It's much easier for us. There is no troublesome and irksome way for us. It should not be evil for us to serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You know, I read that a lot throughout my life. And, you know, he's not saying here you have a choice of whether you're going to choose, because you're going to serve somebody. You're going to serve somebody. It's not whether or not you're choosing to serve, because you're going to serve someone. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. Then he makes this beautiful statement. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That house consisted of, in those days, not just your relatives, but as a, or your offspring, your wife and your children, but the whole household. It consisted of the servants, and he's making a pretty bold statement in that, and I think his intent here is the influence that I'm going to have over my household is we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to influence my family in such a way, my household, we're going to serve the Lord. As the brethren were speaking last night, I began to wonder about that not taking anything. When you conquer this land, don't take anything. Conquer it all. In our society today, I think this relates to us. When you consider Amorites marrying Hittites, why was it the Lord didn't want the Israelites marrying those? It's obvious, isn't it? In America today, and see, when you read about this land that they were given and the wells that they didn't dig, I know that we, our forefathers, when they came to this country, I have to believe that it was by God. There's no other way. And we didn't assimilate into the culture in America that was here at that time. We pretty much, right or wrong, conquered, as it were, what was here. We didn't assimilate into that culture. We were serving the Lord. He gave us a land, and we were serving Him. Now, today, take a look around. Is there an assimilation of the ones coming into this country? Is there an assimilation to our culture, or we being asked to accept all that's being brought in? I would say that we're asked to accept that, and maybe even be influenced to the point that we would serve their gods. And some of you may, that would never happen here. Some of you may be thinking, that could never happen here. As Brother Gary was speaking last night, he had never dreamed at the age of 15 that he would be living as comfortably as he is today. Well, when I was 15, I never would have believed the heresies would be so prominent as they are today about my God and my Savior and who He is. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then I find it interesting. Joshua makes these Israelites admit this three times. He wants them to realize, because they said, oh, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua knows just how prone they are to falling back into idol worship. He knows that. He makes them confess this, and another covenant is established with Israel. I find it interesting that as you and I struggle daily with what goes on around us in society, we couldn't help but think, Brother Gary last night talking about making America great, and I couldn't agree with him more. It won't be the political realm that will make this country great again. And I couldn't agree with him more. And I've always believed this since the Lord opened my eyes. It'll be, and that's why I commend you, Harmony, Sardis, Macedonia, whoever's here, whatever church is represented here. It'll be congregations just like this one. You as an individual and you as a congregation that will make the difference and make this country great again. If it's going to be great. I find it interesting that father that was an Amorite and the mother that was a Hittite talking to that child. If you read on down through there in Ezekiel, you'll find out that caused a lots of problems. Can you imagine being yoked together with a Muslim? You can't, can you? Did you know it's out there? I'm talking about someone who was a Christian now converting to Islam. How'd that happen? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's how it happened. They did not. They did not influence, and we all fail, and I'm one of the biggest failures at it. We did not have the influence over our household to serve the Lord. Now, I'm talking about truly serving the Lord. We can go to our respective churches on Sunday morning and worship, as the brother indicated last night, how long it would take. You sleep a lot longer than you ever worship the Lord in a Sunday service. It's got to be a lot more than on Sunday morning. I thank God that I don't have to worry about the mountain God, the desert God. If you go read about them, those Hittites and those Amorites and all those ites that were listed there, they had a lot of gods that they depended on. And did you know, in doing a little reading about that, some of those gods fought with other gods within their own religion, as it were. What confusion there must have been. And if you think there was confusion for an Amorite to marry a Hittite and those gods being different, Imagine what it's like in our Christian society once was. For that, and look, we can worship all kinds of things. We can idolize all kinds of things. In our society today, as the brethren talked about, we would devote time to go to the hog gang, which I would. Don't know that I'll get to go this year. But Lord, help me if that becomes my idol. It's okay, as the brother spoke. It's okay to enjoy these things in life that God has blessed us with. I think He wants us to, as the brother said. But I'm telling you, when they become an idol, now we'll fear Him for His wrath. You see, you and I, just like those Israelites, have made, I've said it over and over, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the true and living God. Said it more than three. Joshua made it a point for those Israelites to understand and hear what they were committing to. We need to stay committed. We need to serve the Lord and serve Him more than just on Sunday. I appreciate your kind attention.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.